listening to Starseed Energy Radio with your host Jonah Bolt. Starseed Energy Radio, where you can always tune in to hear the colors and see the music. Starseed Energy Radio goes live in 3, 2, 1.
If you want to win, my brothers and sisters, and win every time, simply do not get in the ring. The battle is not mine. It belongs to God.
What's up, Spaceship Earth? Thanks for tuning in. You're receiving a live transmission from Starseed Radio, where you can always tune in on Saturday nights at 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern Time to hear the colors and see the music. And I am your host, Jonah Bull. Today is Saturday, July 13th, 2013. That was a sample off My Little Green Fairy, a new mix put out by my good friend Michael Scalar. Big up to him. We have another galactic show lined up for you tonight, so get ready for the next 3 hours of some amazing guests. First, want to give a shout out to the Gratifly Festival happening in just 2 weeks. We're going to be live on the scene, Starseed TV, doing interviews. The new Anna Gordon Sacred Fashion line will be in the fashion show. So check us out. We'll have a tent set up. Come over, say hi, do an interview, and spread the love around. Going to our main guest of the evening, we have a very special guest. We have Joe Jordan, the president and co-founder of CE4 Research Group. It's an alien abduction investigation and research team based out of Cocoa Beach, Florida. Joe has been a Mutual UFO Network field investigator since 1992. We also have Sakara Hartsong coming on. She's another of the presenters at the Best of Mount Shasta Conference. So a shout out to the Best of Mount Shasta Conference. We will also be out there, Starseed TV, doing a live broadcast and interviews while we're out there. So check out also thebestofmountshasta.com. That's happening August 9th through the 11th next month. We're going to be out there. Over 60 presenters. Really, really cool. We have updates, E5 updates coming from Costa tonight. Costa Gus Marcus coming on, etletstalk.org. We also have Wolfgang Local here in Asheville coming on, talking about some metaphysical properties, different healing and ascension tools. We also have a very special music artist joining us from the UK. We have Daniel Paddett coming on. Check out danielpaddett.com for his latest news and updates and events where he's performing out in the UK. He got up extra special early to join us because it is very early over there in the UK. So thanks a lot, Daniel, for joining us. I could already see you're on Skype. So excited to have you on the show. Also, another shout out to the guys at Original Language. Shout out to Brett the Jedi. Check out originallanguage.org. They got amazing clothes and are our sponsor also the show. So there you go. Here's some more Michael Scalar. Sit back, relax, enjoy some another ill beats, and we'll be right back to begin the show. Enjoy.
How How did a country founded on freedom and limited government end up with the largest, most intrusive government in world history? The process has been ongoing for a long time, and it won't change as long as the Democrat and Republican parties continue to dominate the political system in the United States. It's time to face some unpleasant facts. Americans used to say, it can't happen here. Well, it can, and it has. America has become unrecognizable. We are living in a dark era where not only freedom is under direct attack, but even truth. The institutions of power and control have essentially merged into one giant organism, one that does not trust or believe in the American people. It's time to break up the Democrat-Republican death grip on power and return America to Americans. It's time to regain our freedom by supporting the American Freedom Party. The American Freedom Party represents the American people and will return our nation to greatness. You can be part of the solution by joining the American Freedom Party for just $25. Send your $25 membership to the American Freedom Party, 9811 West Charleston Boulevard, Suite 2-441, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117. Again, that's the American Freedom Party, 9811 West Charleston Boulevard, Suite 2-441, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds. It's reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
To Starseed Radio. Shout out to Michael Scalar. He's at Lightning in a Bottle. So also shout out to Day Day and the whole Doolab crew for putting on that amazing Transformative Festival. We have some awesome festivals going on around all over the world happening. And I just read some amazing news articles recently about China having their first electronic music artist festivals out there. And it's amazing. Just Google like China electronic music artists. You'll see some amazing things popping off in China. It's so cool. David Guetta was out there. So check that stuff out. Also going to jump to our next guest, our first guest of the evening. And up the station is getting an echo from my line, so we'll get that out. And joining us from the Mount Shasta area, going to be one of the presenters at the Best of Mount Shasta Conference. We have a very special guest, and her name is Sakara Hartsong. She is a master overtone sound healer, and she brings unlimited wisdom from the ethers, from the ascended mathers, the dolphins and whales. I love communicators that talk to dolphins and whales. They're very, very high intelligent species, and just some research, I think recently about a year ago, showed that science has now gotten some ways to actually physically talk, pull sentences back and forth with dolphins. Not that some of us can't do that already, but it's good at least science is catching up with what some of us have already known. And with that, we have Sakara. Thank you so much for coming on the show. How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing great. It's a beautiful day in Mount Shasta.
Indeed, indeed. And let's start off with one of my first questions, because we have a lot of presenters coming on from the Best of Mount Shasta area, is how did you first arrive to the Mount Shasta area? It's always a great story to hear. So if you would, a little background on yourself and what you do as a healer, and then how you wound out at Mount Shasta area.
I actually was meditating in the Seattle area. I'd lived on Mercer Island, Bellevue area at the time, and received guidance from Kuan Yin, who comes to Mount Shasta. And the weekend that I arrived, I knew no one. When I arrived, there was a restock festival happening, and about 2,000 people in town. And I actually sessioned people and presented at Restock and had a full schedule within the next day after arriving here. And what I have learned about Mount Shasta is that it is the heart and the soul of my ancient Lemurian past lives. And it is the heart and the soul essence of the Hathorian planetary system and that which is part of St. Germain's lineage of light. And that Mount Shasta, what really deeply speaks to me here, is that it is covered with an amethyst crystal dome of light. So this is the very first place on the planet that higher consciousness from the higher dimensions comes in, and then once it has come in through this vortex, it seems that for myself, I then receive a lot of it, and I'm sent into the world to teach a lot of it, of the new dimensional holograms, the new dimensional initiation. I specialize in bringing in the different light bodies. And there are currently 49 dimensions of consciousness, and we're shifting to 55 as the third and fourth dimension dissolve. And here in Mount Shasta, one can really open up to their multidimensional light body. For instance, the Zohar light body, which is a very high light body, is now coming in and being fully embodied by many, many people. The Opal Ray light body, it's a Venetian body of light. It's connected to the paradise timeline of the Opal Ray that is coming in. That Opal Ray light body is coming in very strongly now. And to give you just a little deeper insight into what that is, we've all heard of the golden children and the rainbow children and the indigo children and the crystal children. This is the Opal Ray children. This is the Opal Ray essence. So this Opal Ray essence, yes, is being, the RNA DNA is coming in fully into the children and those of us that are here in body that are golden children or rainbow children of a more mature age, we also can infuse the code temple blueprints and the sacred geometry of that Opal Ray essence into our current physical body. So that's part of what I love about Mount Shasta. Mount Shasta multidimensional. It is a place that definitely purges. It will definitely bring up past lives. It'll definitely bring up karmic issues that are to be healed and recalibrated into the fields of light and respatialized into a higher sacred geometry, where we are coming off of the karmic wheel, we're free and clear of the karmic wheel. And Mount Shasta is very sacred, and it takes one very deep into the inner planes of their being. And one of the experiences that I had here that really, then I knew this was my home. I had been camping here in Mount Shasta, up on Panther Meadows, and I'd been there about 2 weeks. And in the middle of the night, I experienced being in a temple room, and I was with many other souls studying and learning. A Tibetan master then entered the room, came to me and said, it's time for you to go now. Took me into another room, and on the walls of this temple room were all these figures that looked like dolls. He reached up and took one of the dolls off the shelf. With his hands, he remolded and reformed the doll and showed me the doll in its authentic self. What I then began to realize is he was showing me myself, and that in my human form, in the egoic body, and the linear third, fourth dimensional personality, he was showing me how I could shift and transform myself, and I could rise up into my authentic divine self, into my I am presence. So that level of mastery of Saint Germain and Dual Cool and Sumi, Kuan Yin, that is also what Mount Shasta in the deeper inner plane is truly about. People from all over the world come here. Today I've been speaking with people that speak Mandarin and people that speak Japanese, and I had one here from Germany today. I sessioned a client this morning from Canada, Montreal, Canada. So the essence of the soul brings one here to awaken that divine inheritance of their Christ essence in their physical body. I've lived here now about 17 years, and I am deeply blessed. I've been able to travel all over the world and teach about the Ascended Masters. I am known mainly for the Hathor Ascension formulas and how to activate the masculine feminine Christ of one's source into their physical body. I also have done a lot of soul essence retrieval, and I've done a lot of clairaudience, clairvoyance, clairsentience, clearing and activation work. The one thing that has blossomed from deep in soul is that the twin flame soulmate, wisdom and knowledge, has been coming through in a lot of the teachings very strongly for the last 2 years. And last year, I married the twin flame soulmate here in physical body. And so I've got a lot of experience with twin flame soulmates. It is intense. It is passionate. And I'm understanding more and more about the twin flame soulmate. Recently, I finished a CD recording with Eric Berglund. And what came through is the Ark of the Covenant codes, templates, and blueprints of the New World Order, which is the paradise timelines of the new Lemuria and the ancient Lemuria blending and merging in templates. And that comes through the passion of infinite love, immortal love, and eternal love of twin flame soulmates. We are at a time on the planet that this activation and full connection into the fifth dimension and above is happening through twin flame soulmates coming together in physical body.
And hold on right there. We have to take a quick commercial break. And, Sakaar, when we get back, we'll talk more about twin flames, because that was a download. We're going to have to break apart some of that. That was a lot of information. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll talk about some more Twin Flames when we get right back. So hold on right there.
A Neo Meditation Cube is laid out according to sacred geometry and contains layers of ether, platinum, gold, silver, copper, or aluminum metals, which carry vibrational frequencies, bringing you in tune with the God consciousness while boosting your glandular and immune system. By meditating 15 minutes a day with our Neo device, you can supercharge the law of attraction while integrating your mind, body, and spirit. So don't waste your valuable time. Join us and learn how to meditate deeply. To order your Neo Meditation Cube, go to starseedenergyradio.com/store.
Soul Nourishing helps you nourish your heart, mind, body, and soul with a variety of holistic health and therapeutic choices that will empower you. Elizabeth Garland is your soul coach, and she will help you resolve inner conflicts, remove toxic patterns, improve communication, and resolve incomplete emotional relationships. Change your life today. Discover joy. Contact Elizabeth Garland at 210-218-2075. That's 210-218-2075. Or for more information, visit her online today at www.soulnourishing.com.
Time to be self-sustained. The Domain. The Domain is an exclusive community for people with environmental consciousness and self-sustaining spirit. By utilizing wind and sunlight as an abundant and reliable source of renewable energy, and coupled with the strongest structure ever devised, the geodesic dome, this development showcases doing more with less and energy freedom for like-minded families. The Domain Ecovillage features indoor organic gardens, aquaponics and hydroponic systems, sacred geometry design of sacred architecture, water recycling and wastewater treatment systems. To find out more information and to see how you and your family can live off-grid, check out DomainEcoVillage.com. That's www.DomainEcoVillage.com.
Starseed Energy Radio with Jonah Bolt is a cosmic radio show with a mix of riveting new electronic and world music, along with updates and interviews. Starseed Energy Radio covers the latest in world news, earth changes, global events, updates on 2012, spiritual and galactic news. The radio show is focused on doing interviews to help mind, body, and soul, ranging from self-sustainability, spirituality, esoteric topics, holistic practitioners, intuitive individuals, and healers. Featuring groundbreaking conscious content that includes environmental and social change movements, activism, and getting people more actively involved with community to raise awareness. Plus, new independent music every week and live special guest musicians. Hear the colors and see the music. Awaken. The time is now. Check out StarseedEnergyRadio.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Radio, and we had quite a download of information before we went to commercial break. So just to talk about some of the topics out there, because not all the listeners out there know or are as informed as some others about the different dimensions and things like that. So just to talk about the kids being born now, science has just shown, a report came out last month, I believe, that some of the new children are being born with their left and right brains already synced together. So that this new breed of humans is already being born, these highly advanced children being born now. And the DNA is changing, science has shown that. And talking back to the twin flames, if you can, we have about 5 minutes left. Break down the twin flames. What is a twin flame, the listeners out there that have no clue what they are? And then go into the importance of them. Do people find them? Is it rare for people to find them? And or how can you find your twin flame?
That's a beautiful question. And there are four different current sessions that are approximately 1 hour each. And one of them is a twin flame soulmate reading, a twin flame soulmate alignment, a twin flame soulmate matrix initiation, and twin flame soulmate illuminated light body intensive. There is a whole lineage of twin flames, including there is a planet named Maldak, which no longer exists except for in the serial. And it is the twin flame planet to Earth, and it is currently merging with Earth. So we do have twin flames in as far back as ancient Egypt, twin flame soulmates, such as Ie Kai, Akhenaten Nefertiti, Hathor Horus, leading into Portia St. Germain, Mary Magdalene Jesus. So there's a lineage of light of twin flames. And these lineages of light, they are the ones that give birth to very specific root races of RNA, DNA, and very specific races, I could say color races. And so the twin flame soulmate, that is rare. And there are twin flame soulmates that come together in physical body. There are also some twin flame soulmates. For instance, a twin flame soulmate could be via a Galactic Federation or Ashtar Command, and say the masculine aspect and the female aspect could be here on Earth. So there are situations where they are working together, and they have the same soul mission, but they are not both in physical body. The twin flame soulmate have the same spirit. They have the same mission, variances within that mission. And that is the big difference between soulmates and twin flame soulmates. Is that connection of the same spirit and the same soul mission. Soulmates could be your mother, your father, could be a child, could be your aunt, your uncle. You'll always have a feeling that something's missing with a soulmate. The passion of immortal love, eternal love, infinite love with twin flame soulmates is so much bigger than who I am, so much bigger than who you are. It's an essence and a feeling where you don't have control in the relationship. You're not in control in the relationship. It's something greater than self. The divinity, the divine essence, fully moves and flows and weaves the soul trajectory, the soul tapestry of twin flame soulmates. Twin flame soulmates are created in the essence of imperial will. There's many levels of will. Imperial will, and as you come down through the descending of dimensions, you have pure will, supreme will, divine will, free will. So twin flame soulmates are of a very high essence of imperial will. There is two cones in Mount Shasta, on the Mount Shasta vortex. There's, or I could say two peaks. There's the peak called Shastina. And in the Shastina peak, there is this huge heart. And at the top of the heart, it has three peaks at the top of the heart. About 2 years ago, I received information that that heart is a trinitized essence that connects this vortex directly into imperial will essence. Imperial will essence is the primordial, the beginning of the beginning, the alpha, the omega, the primordial essence of the source.
Beautiful. Sakara, unfortunately, we have to end right there, but what a beautiful note to end on. And your website is sakaraheartsong.org, and you will be at the Best Mount Shasta Conference next month. Thank you so much for coming on the air. Look forward to meeting you when we're out there broadcasting live.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
How did a country founded on freedom and limited government end up with the largest, most intrusive government in world history? The process has been ongoing for a long time, and it won't change as long as the Democrat and Republican parties continue to dominate the political system in the United States. It's time to face some unpleasant facts. Americans used to say, it can't happen here. Well, it can, and it has. America has become unrecognizable. We are living in a dark era where not only freedom is under direct attack, but even truth. The institutions of power and control have essentially merged into one giant organism, one that does not trust or believe in the American people. It's time to break up the Democrat-Republican death grip on power and return America to Americans. It's time to regain our freedom by supporting the American Freedom Party. The American Freedom Party represents the American people and will return our nation to greatness. You can be part of the solution by joining the American Freedom Party for just $25. Send your $25 membership to the American Freedom Party, 9811 West Charleston Boulevard, Suite 2-441, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117. Again, that's the American Freedom Party, 9811 West Charleston Boulevard, Suite 2-441, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free, at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Radio. Thank you again for coming on to the show and look forward to meeting Sakaar Hartsong out of the Best of Mount Shasta Conference. We will be doing a live broadcast at Starseed TV. Next, going on to our next guest, we have a local Asheville-ian. We have Wolfgang. He has spent his entire life in the metaphysics studies. He's received initiation from many different traditions, such as the priestesses and the fellowship of Isis, Christian baptism, Brahmin initiation, and walk the four directions with a Cherokee medicine woman. And his website is crownsandwandsbyheartsongs.com. Wolfgang, thank you for coming on the show. How are you this evening? Hello, Wolfgang. Can you hear me? I think we may have lost Wolfgang.
Wolfgang. Can you hear me now?
Yes. Now we can hear you. Wolfgang, how are you?
I am wonderful, full of love, taking it from Mother Earth, pumping it through the heart chakra.
Beautiful, beautiful. So many amazing things you do on your website, so many topics to talk about, but we don't have thousands and thousands of hours, so let's start off just a brief introduction, Wolfgang, on how you first got into the metaphysical studies, and over the years, how have you seen it change from the time when you got in to the current shift that we are in now?
Well, basically, I got very depressed when I was a teenager. You could call it the shaman's death. And basically, I was born to an abused mother. And my father abandoned my mother while she was pregnant with me, and I nearly died from suffocation during childbirth, and my mother tried to commit suicide several times. And, you know, every psychologist can tell you what kind of an impression that makes on the subconscious of a young child. So I was an atheist also at that time, and I gave God the finger and told him, well, you better show me that you're there or I'm going to kill myself. And so I purposefully, I gave myself 2 years, and I looked how to find happiness. I looked everywhere I could. I was very open-minded. And gradually I discovered all kinds of good things, and I had a lot of mystical experiences. And basically everything I use on my clients, I figured out, you know, on myself. You know, I tried it on myself, and I take what works and, you know, discard what does not work. And one of my, the most important thing is, of course, is love, you know. And most people have a relationship with love. They have to get it from other people, and that creates a very difficult situation. You know, like a junkie versus drug dealer. You know, you need love, and I won't give it to you. You know, a lot of power struggle. And, you know, what I teach is how to get love from the Earth Mother and from the angels and then from any other deity, whatever your belief system is. And, you know, I can teach it in half an hour or faster. And it just changes people's life.
You have so many different topics and areas you cover. One of the most beautiful things I think showcased on your website are your wands. You could talk about the crystal wands, and for the listeners out there that don't even know what they are or how they're used, just give a brief, you know, description and a breakdown, you know, very simply to say someone who doesn't know what a crystal wand is and what it can do.
Well, probably most people have heard about Reiki energy or hands-on healing. And where we project a healing type of chi or energy or life force through our hands. And, of course, you know, you also may be knowing that crystals enhance this kind of energy and help to focus it, and that copper and silver and other precious metals actually positively interact in a symbiotic relationship with each other. And so in old Atlantis, you know, the one that Edgar Cayce talks about, and which is, of course, part of the New Age lore, they're used those wands. You know, I do past life regressions, and I regressed my wife, and she used to manifest those many lifetimes, and I used them to do energy work, healing work, and high magic work. And even in this lifetime, you know, I found a book on wands, you know, how to stick a crystal into a copper tube and insulate it, and how to use it. And so I commissioned my wife to make me one, and one thing led to another. And basically, you know, when I work with people in person, I in many cases, you know, I have to clear out the chakras, like, you know, the energy centers, like the heart chakra, or the knee where it's hurting, and, you know, it hurts in my hands, you know, to put my hands into, like, you could say dirty or bad chi. You know, I feel it, and it's very unpleasant for me, plus it messes up my back when I have to bend over. And with the wand, I can just, you know, use it, I could say, like a water hose, and you know, very from a short distance, and clear it wonderfully. And I have gems you know, all around it, and so I don't even have to visualize different colors. You know, I just put my thumb onto one of those gems, and you know, it's just a wonderful energy that is coming out. And it's a beautiful tool. Within 2 minutes in a person, I can clear the whole body, so many people can already, you know, feel the presence of angels or go into past lives. And, you know, even people that never experienced energy or chi before, you know, they have a direct experience, you know, how that feels like, and that is just a wonderful thing.
So many different topics to talk about, like I said before, and just to cut to the chase, what do you feel you believe is the most important topic or thing to focus on for listeners out there if they're just new to energy and new to some of these modalities and Reiki and stuff like that? What is the most important, Wolfgang?
I would say start with just imagining, you know, go out into nature because that's more balanced. Sit on the earth or sit on a chair and imagine that you extend your spine and your legs into the ground just like a tree, you know, make nice fine roots. Go about 20, 30 yards deep and be aware that the Earth Mother is a conscious and aware being and that she loves you unconditionally. And just imagine, you know, on a deep inhale to draw her love through those roots into your heart, and on the deep exhale, you send your love with a big smile. You got to smile. Without smiling, nothing is going to happen. It's just going to be energy. But with a smile, you can transmute it into love and just send it back into the Earth Mother, and then just keep drawing the energy, you know, into yourself and then send it back. And within 30, 40 seconds, you will start feeling very calm, very, very calm and probably more energized. And you will start to smile naturally, and your heart will expand. And this will be maybe for many people their first experience of love. You know, many people have not experienced love from their parents because their parents have never experienced love. There are a lot of broken hearts out there. And then talk to the angels. You know, just ask the angels to purify your heart and purify, you know, your whole being and show, you know, make you feel their presence. Let's just do this right now. I ask the angels for everybody that is listening to this, whether live or canned, to please make yourself known now. Amen. And everybody that's listening, just think amen or yes, give them permission. And within 2 seconds, kind of now, you should feel maybe a tingling or a lightness, some kind of a change in around you. Do you feel a difference, Jonah?
I'm sort of not in a meditative state right now because I'm chatting with the station and going back and forth here. But everyone who we've talked to of any healing modality has always said one of the most important things is to go out into nature. Just take your shoes off, plant your feet in the ground. Even the children say it, the indigos, and you know, just take that time and be by yourself, and you will feel something. It's absolutely without a doubt, but you have to unplug, sort of say, and do that, and just be open, and, you know, be open to the energies, because if you're not open, nothing will happen.
You got to smile. You know, without the smile, you cannot feel the love. Without the smile, you know, the smile means I'm open, I'm friendly, and I'm open to friendly energy. You know, when you frown, you know, nothing, no love, no positive experience will get to you. That's one of the most important mudras, and in traditions, the only place where I find that is in Qigong, where Mantak Chia talks about the internal smile, where you smile into your organs like the liver or the lung or the heart, you know. And, of course, that's one of the easiest way, you know, to heal yourself, to smile and send loving energy with your breath, you know, into those areas. And, of course, you know, if you get more advanced, you know, in meditation, you know, invoke your inner child, you know, you as a small boy and girl, and it's kind of the ruler of your subconscious, you know, it represents you as in your innocent aspect that has maybe access to the mystical realms, to the fairy realms. You know, we all have heard the stories about the heroes or children that, you know, fall asleep and have access to those mystical realms, and because they have a pure heart. So this is the inner child. And talk with this inner child. And, you know, whatever comes into your mind when you're in meditation, take it just, you know, as at face value. Don't judge it. And, you know, ask it, you know, what's bothering you the most. And just keep inquiring like that and ask it, how it affects your life and it is affecting your life, and ask it for suggestions. And this is what I show my clients. You know, I show them how to run love with the earth, how to run love with the angels. I introduce them to the inner child. And then from there we can go into past life regressions. Or many people have had non-closure, you know, with departed loved ones like their parents.
Sure.
You know, and so I get them in touch with them. You know, they all gladly come, whether they are still a ghost or in heaven. You know, they all come, and most people can talk with them. I do not like to be the person telling them what to do. You know, I like to empower the people. You know, I teach a person how to fish. So that's, you know, I'm a teacher, and then I am a healer. So, and then they can communicate with them, and if those people are ghosts, I get them into heaven. And then they come back in 5 minutes, you know, from an angelic consciousness and have a much higher consciousness. So it's a wonderful work, you know, to be able to help people, you know, on a permanent basis.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, although some of these topics may be unfamiliar with a lot of the listeners out there, you know, we always say on the show, do your own research on a lot of this stuff. Talk about ghosts and spirits and anyone who's crossed over or had a near-life experience where they died and came back will tell you that you return to the light, you see the councils of light, and if it's not your time, you get sent back, whether it's in a coma or whatever it is. And ghosts are sometimes trapped here, whether it's a suicide or murder or something like that. They don't have an easy passing, you know. And science even talks about this now. There's been many studies from many big universities on the higher dimensions and the angels and all this stuff, and it's real. And it's beautiful to have the people that are now coming out that have known about this talking about it freely, because the information is there to back it up. The information is everywhere now to back this stuff up. Just do your own research, look it up, and the journey begins. It's an amazing journey. Just be open to it. So many amazing things to talk about. What are some of the common issues and stuff you work on generally with people? What are some of the like tools for ascension you generally would recommend or use with people?
There is generally, you know, there are issues of a broken heart. This comes, you know, because children have not been loved enough. And so I have the inner child, you know, talk with the parents. And then they understand, you know, the parents were often very distracted or have been abused themselves. And, you know, so the hearts can be opened, and I, you know, that pain that is there for not having been loved can be given to the angels or to Jesus or Mother Mary. You know, it doesn't matter from which tradition somebody comes. You know, whenever I call those higher dimensionals, they come and people can see them. Many times they can smell the roses when Mother Mary is there. And so, you know, that is the one aspect. I deal a lot with sexual abuse. This is just amazing, you know, how much sexual abuse is there, and that just affects a person's ability.
Yeah, that's one of the worst things. So many people are affected by that. I saw studies a few years ago that just blew my mind of how, you know, so many people are affected by that. It's amazing, and it's sad because, you know, so many people are, like, subjected to that, and so many people keep it inside, and it really, really damages people's lives. So
heavily damaged, and they can only release it when they forgive. And so, but when we talk, you know, in spirit, you know, to those abusers, they all have been abused themselves. They all have been abused themselves, and people can see this, you know, in this higher state of consciousness. And then they can forgive. I mean, it does not justify their actions, but, you know, the buck stops here, basically. You know, this energy does not go on. And so forgiveness is extremely important, and people can experience, you know, immediately, as soon as they forgive, you know, the energy, that heaviness just lifts off them. And it just goes away, you know. I mean, within a one-hour session, it is amazing how much trauma can be removed. It's just ridiculous, you know, that a therapy like psychotherapy, you know, how ineffective they are, you know, compared to working with more divine states of consciousness. Well, another thing is a lot of healers come to me, you know, advanced meditators, Reiki masters, etc., and they are attracted, you know, to wands, or they kind of, you know, they see some of my videos that I have on the YouTube, and they would like to learn, let's say, how to use a crystal wand, and then I do a past life regression with them to where they used them in Atlantis, or where they were a shaman, you know, in Native American traditions, or I regressed a lot of people to Egypt or to Greek temples. I, you know, there, I have.
You've done a lot. You've been doing light work since the early 70s.
Whatever that, comes.
Yes. Wolfgang, hang on right there. We got to take a quick commercial break, and we get back. Let's talk about some more amazing teachings and healings that you do. So hang on right there. Be right back after these messages.
My name is Angie, and I wanted to let you know how One World Way and many of your products have helped me. I've had type 1 diabetes for 35 years and have never had such good control over my blood sugars as I do now using One World Way. Not only has it helped keep my blood sugars more stabilized, it has also helped me with my energy level. And a couple of months after being on One World Way, I noticed that the neuropathy pain in my feet was gone. And I had feeling in both feet again. Now I can run around on the grass and play with my kids again. Another thing that I absolutely love about the way, it makes me feel and look a lot younger. It does more for me than any medicine I've taken. Thanks for helping my family and me. And yes, my twins love this stuff. To them, your way is better than candy. I should know, today they fought over how much the other was getting.
One World Way is a superfood to support your optimum blood sugar. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Back to the show. You're listening to Radio. We're joined by a local Asheville here in the North Carolina area. We have Wolfgang joining us and talking about so many different topics, and a lot of the topics, again, that we talk about, Wolfgang, some of the people may not know, and one of the most important topics that people may not know about is the ascension, or ascension, the ascension process. And I always like to ask a lot of guests that are aware of this subject or have information on this subject, can you explain or break down, I know it's complicated, what is the ascension process to you? What is ascension to you, and why is it so important to look into and know about?
Well, I think first to understand is what is higher vibration. And probably, you know, most people have been in the presence of people that are maybe holy people or saintly people, and they feel very calm, they feel very uplifted. Maybe they have done a meditation, or they have done some good prayer, or they're very happy in nature, or when people are falling in love. You know, the flowers look brighter, you know, the colors look brighter, and we can hear, you know, surround sound. You know, that means we are in a higher consciousness. And basically, you know, due to the position of the Earth, you know, in this spiral galaxy, the Milky Way, you know, we are going, the Earth is going into an area that is of a higher vibration. And, you know, we are also gradually, you know, going into this higher vibration. So you can do this consciously, or you can do this kicking and screaming. When you do this kicking and screaming, basically all your negative traumas come up. You know, trauma is kind of where our subconsciousness gets programmed. When you get beaten up and told you're no good, that's a trauma. Or when your brother gets killed in a car accident and you're full of guilt, that is a trauma. And so all those things just start coming up, and, you know, we have to release those in several ways. Forgiveness, you know, there are a lot of techniques for that. And then there are techniques, you know, to elevate your consciousness. You know, all the different religions there use different techniques, you know, meditation, breathing techniques, working with your energy centers, Tai Chi, different yoga systems, I mean, Qigong, you know, you name it, breath work. And then, of course, you know, your program is for starseeds. This is for higher extra-dimensional beings, maybe extraterrestrial beings, taking birth, you know, taking a birth with very high consciousness in a very barbaric situation, you know, where the culture is very materialistic and not very spiritually oriented. And so for those beings, you know, they're very psychic. They can, many of them, they can see the force field around people, and maybe some of them can see subtle beings like ghosts or angels. And nobody explains them, you know, what is going on or teaches them. And that is one of the most important gifts that, you know, can be given to those children, you know, to show them, first of all, this is completely cool what you're doing, and this is very natural, you know, can you feel the emanation from the crystal, for instance? And then, you know, introduce them, you know, show them how to connect, you know, with the earth through breathing and with the heavens, you know, the higher dimensions through breathing through your higher chakras, the top of the head, basically. And, you know, pumping it through your heart, and this will raise your consciousness. I mean, also just do it with the crystal wand, raise people's consciousness right there on the spot within 2 minutes. And then, you know, I introduce them to their spirit guides, to the totem animals, and have them talk to them, to their high self, you know, their divine, you know, eternal being, you know, the soul it's called in some traditions. And that, you know, basically people, you know, by having, you know, this new awareness, you know, it's a waking up to a higher reality. Some people, you know, have their first experience, you know, through psychotropic drugs and, you know there is something that is beyond the three-dimensional, you know, perception that we have. And, of course, you know, you can't take those all the time. You know, this effect wears off. And
don't want to fry your brain.
Right, you know, and you can fry your brain, and I've met people that fried their brain, and
absolutely.
So, you know, you gotta learn, you know, how to, you know, in natural techniques, you know, there are a lot of yogic, shamanic, and other spiritual techniques, how to do this in the natural way. But it's an initiation, basically. Hey, this is possible, you know, this is going on. And there is so much information nowadays going on. You know, through internet, through YouTube, you know, if you want to use any kind of meditation technique, it's there. There are past life regressions, you know, through YouTube. It's for free. Anything you want to know. And so people are, their consciousness is expanding. You know, I mean, my generation, well, I'm 60 years old, so let's say my parents, I'm way better off than my parents. You know, my parents were way more screwed up than me, and their parents were even more screwed up. And, you know, and their world view was much more narrow-minded. Mm. And so nowadays, you know, through this internet, through all types of information being available, there is an expansion of knowledge and of awareness.
Okay, hang on right there. We got to take another quick commercial break. And again, Wolfgang is a local Asheville here, and we'll be with us in a moment. Hang on right there. Here's some more DJ Scalar.